Governor Gordon, shortly after announcing that he's instructed state agencies to immediately take action to further reduce spending and prepare for deeper cuts in the coming months, said that he understands that we can't cut our way out of this crisis. He said that he will continue to explore all revenue options moving forward.
And I have been working with the legislature to consider the revenue options they've had. I've gone back to the last time we had a crisis similar to this, and Governor Geringer at the time had spent his time going around the state as chair of the Joint Appropriations Committee explaining the structural challenges we've had, and that eventually resulted in the Tax 2020 plan. I think this is a conversation. I can't raise revenues just on my own. That's a conversation that has to happen with the Joint Revenue Committee and ultimately the legislature.
The governor talked about eliminating tax exemptions.
You know, obviously one of the things that I think we should start with is all the tax exemptions. Maybe they should just be eliminated. And we can work through those piece by piece and see what's valuable for the state and the economy coming forward. There are other options out there on the table, but I think we start with where we've given up in the normal sales tax with the exemptions, because every time you do an exemption, you create some sort of distortion in the market, and I think it's very important that we have a very clean and clear economic enterprise opportunity sort of set of challenges.
The Craig report that was released last week predicted that sales tax revenue will decline up to 30% in the upcoming fiscal year that begins on July 1st, and that the state could experience a $1.5 billion loss in overall revenue over the next 2 years. I'm Ron Richter, Sheridan Media News.